أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين گزشتہ
حضور سیز I was discussing the attribute of God Al-Mu'min last Friday. And I had mentioned its meaning from various Arabic lexicon, and the summary is that under the attribute of Al-Mu'min, Allah gives peace and backs the prophets with the miracles and signs. And when a man has believed in the messenger he has sent, then he protects his creation creatures with in peace, and he also gives them a tranquility and peace of mind, and blesses them with his awards and rewards, and he enters the believing servants into the gardens of his pleasure. But to benefit from this attribute of God, as I have mentioned, one will have to become a believer, because he only treats believers this way. What are the requirements for a believer? What are the preconditions with which a man can become the true believer? In this connection, in various places in the Holy Quran, Allah has mentioned various requirements. That a believer, a believing servant, to benefit from this attribute of God by rising the stages of the faith, he will be called a believer and will benefit from him. Right from the beginning of the Holy Quran, a mu'min has been defined. Allazina yu'minuna bil ghaibi wa yuqimuna as-salata وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ the first mark of a believer is that he believes in the unseen. Second quality of a believer is that he establishes Salat prayer. And third requirement is that he spends in the way of Allah, that whatever commands of Allah there are, he spends accordingly. And the fourth quality is that whatever Sharia law has been revealed to the Holy Prophet, he believes in it. And fifthly, he believes in the previous Prophet. And sixthly, he believes in the hereafter, on the Day of Judgment. That those promises which Allah has given, he has full faith in it. The first quality of a believer which has been mentioned is to believe in the unseen, to believe fully in the existence of Allah, that he possesses all the powers. When this faith is perfected, then Allah informs his servant various ways, that is to the true believers. Similarly, there is to believe in the angels and in the hereafter. And also believing in the unseen means that he holds fast to the belief, to his belief and his faith. Whatever good deeds he has to do is not for show, but is to win the pleasure of Allah. It is because he knows that Allah watches me in every state. The fear of enemies or any hurdle or human greed must not stop him to believe in God. And this is the first precondition of a believer. The second condition is to establish prayer. That is the Salat prayer, which means that with the full concentration, he to watch over his Salat and to be regular in performing them. Because if one is not regular, he can miss it, or sometimes when he is overcome with sleep, he has missed Isha prayer and has gone to sleep without Isha prayer, or he did not wake up for morning prayer. Whereas some people do miss it, but even if one did not rise and wake up at the right time, they must perform the prayer. And if they will perform the prayer while the sun is up, they will feel ashamed, or he will be cursing himself that I did not say it on the right time. And then a man tries his best to wake up at the right time. Then there are those who are engaged in businesses, and sometimes because of their businesses they miss the Zuhr prayer. And whereas Allah says that believers are those who establish prayer. How do they do it? Ala salatihim daimun. They are regular and do not miss any prayer. And not that they say that it doesn't matter if it's missed. Ala salatihim hafizun. That they protect their salat. The guarding of a salat prayer, they do more than the most beloved thing. As one protects and guards his things he loves, but he guards his prayer more than that. He is restless if he misses. If this condition will develop, then one will be strong in faith. Then just to say prayer is not enough. Inna salata kanat alal mu'minina kitabam mawquta, that it is to be performed at the appointed time, and the true believers are only those that if they cannot say their prayer at the right time, they become restless. They say that I have missed the prayer because I did not wake up at the right time. Then he spends the whole day restlessly and by crying and begging Allah's forgiveness. It looked as if the grief will kill him. Then the next day when the time came of the prayer, he heard the call that wake up to say prayer. He said, who are you? And he said, I'm Satan. He said, this is not the function of a Satan to wake me up for prayer. He said, yesterday that you had felt so grieved and beg Allah's forgiveness, Allah has given you reward of manifold salat. Now my aim was to deprive you of reward, then it is better that I wake you up rather than you deserve much more reward, because the reward of performing prayer will be less than what you had yesterday. And if you would be so grieved, then you will get more reward, and this will not be my purpose. So this is what those who miss the prayer do, and gain Allah's blessings. Then the glory of a salat of man is that he has to do it with full concentration. And then a believer should try to perform salat in congregation, and then qiyam in salat will be when one will be paying full attention to performing salat in congregation. That is why it says in the hadith that the reward of a congregational prayer is more than 27 times. And then a believer's station is that he should ask others to believe, and he has to take everyone with him. He should look after his brother, whatever he prefers for himself, he should prefer for his relatives. And this is also a means of earning reward and spreading piety. But you should remind people with love and affection that the person who you are reminding, he must not feel bad about it. And Allah says, "Wa'mur bisalataka wa ahlaka," that you should urge your people of your family for prayer, and also look after your own. And you should, the brothers and sisters should also remind each other. And similarly, every Ahmadi, whosoever has the responsibility, they should also continue to remind people to prayer. This is what will give strength to the body of believers, and this is through which man develops a link with the servant and his creator, and this brings one closer to God. It is not that you have to gain material gains, but the true purpose is to progress in spiritual field and to gain Allah's proximity. And if you were to be reminding each other, then you will be gaining untold blessings of God, and the Jamaat will be gaining strength. Then Allah said that you should also pay attention to your own salat. It is necessary to practice what you preach. Then another sign and mark of a true believer is وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, that whatever Allah has given them, they spend out of it. That they spend in the way of Allah, and also they spend to fulfill the rights of their brothers. This spending is of wealth as well as of the qualities and capabilities one has given. And they spend their good qualities for the betterment of other people. This is the selfless service which links a believer with others, which is an unbreakable link in a body of believers. There is another unity that develops, another strength that develops, and on every level, if with this thinking, you, by looking after each other, you will spend your wealth and your other capacities, then such a society develops, is born, in which there is love, affection, and peace, and tranquility. At the level of home, husband will look after his wife, and wife will look after husband. The parents will be spending all their qualities and their means for their betterment. Children would be serving their parents at all times, and they will try to give them benefit, and they will try to pay attention to serving them, and a neighbor will be doing his duty to neighbor, and a poor will helping the poor, and rich will be helping and spending for the poor. And it is because we are believers, and this is the command of Allah, that this is how you should do. And then all these people together will be spending their wealth and their qualities. And then they will see a society which is a body of the believers with the grace of Allah in the Jamaat Ahmadiyya. People have much attention to spending their wealth for the needs of the Jamaat. The Ahmadis do great sacrifices, and they are ever ready for it. And every day we see their examples. The month of June that has passed, that this particular month was the end of the financial year of the Jamaat. Every year the Jamaat in different countries are concerned that they should complete their budget, but they should also, compare to the previous year, they should progress further. And with the grace of Allah, the Jamaat in the believers has this blessing of God, that they are always stepping ahead. This year also, in the budgets, Jamaat have done far more sacrifices compared to last year. There are some smaller countries. They have collected many times more than last year, despite in the conditions in Pakistan, which are not good. But they have progressed further. For example, in Karachi, there were disturbance in Karachi, and the Amir in Karachi was worried, and he sent me a fax that the situation is not right, and we are short of contributions at the end of the year. But then Allah showed His grace. And when is the last month or the last days of the year they do pay their contributions fully, then in the end of June there was a bad weather in Karachi, and there were heavy rains, and they said 30th of June the situation was that there was so much water on the roads that no one could come out of their homes, and there was much shortage in the budget. But up to the evening, they say, we don't know what miracle happened. Not only the budget was met, but with the grace of Allah, the collection was far more than budget. And this happens in various places and many places. So in such a condition, when they could not even come out to the home, there was a special backing of Allah and help of Allah, that He had made up this shortcoming. And Allah shows these sites that the Jamaat of Promised Messiah is of true believers, and by watching these things and witnessing these things, then you should strengthen your faith. And you should act upon my commandments so that you can gain my blessings individually and of Jamaat, and continue to do so. And as I've just mentioned, that for a believer, whatever teachings was revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is necessary to believe in that. It is necessary to believe in him being Khatamun Nabiyyin, and you must believe that the Holy Quran is the final Sharia law and all its commandments are for us, and we have to believe on in them and act upon them. Then, as has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, that whatever prophets were raised before the Holy Prophet ﷺ were true prophets, they were sent by God. Some have been mentioned in the Holy Quran and many have not been mentioned, and it is necessary to believe in all of them. And this is one of the special quality of a believer. And this is speciality of Islam, that he has also put a stamp on the truth of the previous prophet, and the Holy Prophet was made to put this stamp on their truth. And the Holy Quran, Allah has said, "Inna arsalnaka bilhaqqi bashiram wa nazira wa in min ummatin illa khala fiha nazir," that we have sent you to give glad tidings and give a warning with the truth. And there is no nation in which a warner has not come. So whatever prophets have come in other places, Allah has informed us of it. And Allah has made him to declare that in all nations a messenger has been raised. Therefore, whichever people claim that there was a prophet in them, it is necessary to believe in them. And a believer was commanded that you should believe in all these messengers. And this is also one of the precondition of your belief. And it also said that you should believe and have firm faith in the hereafter. What is hereafter? In this context, the Akhirat means that after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whichever prophet is raised in his service, whatever revelation comes down to in his service, you should believe in it and have firm faith, and you should believe in Messiah and Mahdi, and you should believe in him. And this is also part of the faith of the believer. And according to the previous meaning, the meaning is more appropriate here. And that is what we have, it is a result of the understanding of the meaning of the Holy Quran of Promised Messiah, that this meaning has reached us and we have believed in it. So here, by explaining it here, that as it was necessary for you to believe in the previous prophets and to believe in the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, likewise you will have to have this firm faith that in the latter days, when a servant of Islam will be raised, it is necessary to believe in him also. As I have said, that this salient point was told to us by Promised Messiah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Today I thought that there is in the Holy Quran to believe in the revelation of Promised Messiah, the Holy Prophet and the previous, why there is no mention of believing in my revelation?" That I was thinking on, if I was given this meaning by God, that وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, mentions all these three revelations. مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ is the revelation of Holy Quran. مَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ is of those previously. آخِرَة is the revelation of Promised Messiah. And آخِرَة means the one that follows. What is it is with the context quite clear that it is by the one which comes later is the revelation that comes after the Holy Quran, because the previous revelations have been mentioned, what is revealed to Holy Prophet and what is revealed previous to him, and thirdly what was to come after him. So as I had mentioned in my previous sermon, that the witness of the Holy Prophet will be of those who will believe in the previous prophet and also will believe the Holy Prophet and the prophet raised after it, and this verse has made it quite clear. Therefore each and every Ahmadi who is a true believer, and because of this faith is a beneficiary of Allah's blessings, after believing in this word of God, he will pay attention and he should make more effort to progress in faith. And the other quality of a believer is, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, that those who are believer, they love Allah more than all else. So this is the mark of a believer, that the life of a true believer is not will always be with one existence, otherwise man cannot be called a believer. A believer's faith is to perfection when, as a result of Allah's love, he will make effort to act upon all those commands which Allah has revealed. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has put a great example of this great love, that even the unbeliever said, Ashraka Muhammadur Rabba, that Ashraka Muhammadur Rabba, that Muhammad has become fallen in deep love of God, and he has given, O Allah, I seek your love from you, and I want the love of that who loves you. I also ask you to enable me to do such an effort which can take me to your love. O Allah, put so much love of yours within my heart, which should be more than myself, my wealth, my family, and more than the cool water when it's hot. So this is the level which a believer should try to attain it. Nothing can be attained without Allah's blessing. Therefore, even for attaining this love, it is necessary to bow to him, to supplicate to him. And another quality of a believer is, Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. That the believers are only those that when Allah is mentioned before them, their heart trembles. And when the verses are recited to them, they will increase their faith. And those who have trust in Allah, they are the true believers. So just to claim to be a believer is not enough. Here Allah has also reminded us these qualities which he has mentioned to a believer, is that they have fear of God in their heart. When they love Allah more than all else, as it has been mentioned previously, they have a fear that with my beloved, if something is mentioned to me, if I do not pay attention to it, how is it possible to act upon those commands, those counsel which is mentioned by attributing to God, or that Allah has sent them? It is that because my beloved should not become displeased with me. So with this reference, every counsel which is given to a believer, he should try to act upon it, and a true believer always try to act upon it. That when my God loves more than all else, and he should not be displeased with my disobedience. And the other thing which I mentioned to here is that when Allah's verses are recited to a believer, when those signs are mentioned which because of Allah's grace are manifested on a believer, then this will make him a cause of further advancement in faith. And the third most important thing is that a man's trust in God increases with his firm faith, and because of Allah's treatment with him, his faith increases continuously, and he also continues to increase in love of God. Rather than falling on the material things and having a total dependence on those material things, then despite his effort which Allah has commanded, that you should use means and you should work hard, but then for better results, he leaves the matter with God. After hobbling the camel, he does not have trust in the rope with which he has hobbled him, but he trusts in the master who has power over everything, who is protector and who guards everything. So this is the true trust, which is the great point of a believer, and it is the special quality of a believer. Then another mark of a believer which has been mentioned here is innama kana qawlal mu'minina idha du'u ilallahi wa rasulihi liyahkuma bainahum an yaqulu sami'na wa ata'na wa ulaika humul muflihun. The word of a believer when it is called, they are called to God that he should make, give a verdict between them. Their word is, we have heard and we obey. And these are the people who will find their goal. So the perfect obedience of Allah and his messenger will only be when you will follow all his commands which Allah and his messenger has given. Just to say with the word of mouth that we have heard and we have obeyed, and that, for example, there is a command of Allah and his messenger in the general affairs that whenever there are quarrels or disagreements, that you should follow my Amir or submit to my Amir, it is necessary to obey it fully. Another place Allah says, فَلَا وَرَبَّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. That by God they cannot believe as long as they do not make you a judge in which they have quarreled. So whatever you decide, they have no hesitation in it and they have full obedience. So this is not just for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, although he is the first addressee, but then his organization. In another place Allah has given command of submitting to Amir and administration. The caliphs whosoever believes in them and has taken bath, who is a true believer, he must submit to it and to follow his decisions, and not only that, but they have to willingly accept them, not because they will be punished otherwise, but with the passion of obedience, and this is what will strengthen the body of believers. So every Ahmadi must remember that in the matter of quarrels, they must not give importance to what the decision they think themselves, but whatever decision is taken by the administration, there are sometimes personal quarrels and their decision from Qaza board, and sometimes the living caliph also backs those decisions. Despite that, they insist that the decision has been given wrong. Of course, the decision can be wrong, but you must not doubt the motives of the one who has given the verdict, because this will create dissension. And to talk against it continuously and to say that now you should give me permission to go and to turn to the civil courts, this is not the quality of a believer. They are only those who accept the decision willingly. And if because of their verbosity or their reasons he has got a wrong decision, and or for the records, and the other because of the lack in the records has been deprived of his right, then this is the verdict of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the one who has taken the wrong decision, he takes a fire, a portion of fire, and that matter rests with him and God. And the glory of the believer is to save from them from dissension, and to talk against administration which in their own opinion, those who have been deprived of their right, if he thinks he is right in the right, then he should he is depriving himself and his family members from faith. We have sometimes noticed this, and the greatest quality of a believer is to obey. And even if you have to bear some loss to establish peace, they should do, and they should make the obedience uppermost, and to act and to have trust in God. And this is what Allah blesses with rewards, and He helps you in such a means one cannot even imagine. And this is also a promise of God. Then Allah also says that another quality of a believer is, إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِآيَاتِنَا الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهَا خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Certainly those people believe in our verses, that when through those verses they are admonished, they submit in prostration, and they praise their Lord, and they do not show arrogance. So as we have mentioned previously, that mention of Allah and His verses makes a believer to increase in fear of God, and are a means of increasing their faith. So this fear, by raising one in faith and with this heartfelt desire that they should become those who gain proximity to God, and the believers praise God and pay attention to their worship, and whatever is mentioned to them with reference to God and His messenger, they obey, and they increase their faith. May Allah enable every Ahmadi to have such qualities. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, the definition of a believer is that whatever alms and charity is being made obligatory for him, he does it. And he should have with the personal love, and no show should be in it. And this shows this true sincerity, and his true link is developed with God. At that time Allah becomes his tongue with which he speaks, he becomes his ear with which he hears, his hands with which he works. In short, every act and every move is of God, and whosoever opposes him opposes God. And he says, I do not hesitate except in such a person's death. In the Holy Quran says that there is a blessing between believer and disbeliever, a distinct blessing between them, and a man should always submit to a true believer. Who is it who wants to deny submission and wants to make Allah to submit to him? May Allah enable us that we should develop a true and a strong link with God, and we should adopt all those qualities which is necessary for a believer. May Allah always guide us on his path of his pleasure, and would always wrap us in the sheet of his blessings. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر